rest of the story. It was the 18th of April in 1861. The colonel was called to Washington, and he was sure it meant a promotion. 36 years since he had entered West Point, then to graduate second in his class, his military record was immaculate, and only 2 months before, in February, he'd met with General Scott for 3 hours, and Scott had not come right out and said it, but he had hinted of some big things to come, and that, the colonel was certain, was a promotion. Well, the colonel on horseback was now on Pennsylvania Avenue, his destination Blair House, just opposite the State War and Navy Building. Francis Blair, an elderly man now, no less important, a journalist, a political leader. It was he who had helped organize the Republican Party in 1856. He'd been active in the Lincoln campaign in 1860. He was about as tight with President Lincoln as an advisor could be, and he was in a position to speak for the president. Yet might the colonel have imagined all of what Blair was about to say. The colonel arrived, was greeted, his horse was tended. Moments later, Francis Blair and his guest were chatting amiably behind closed doors. Then Blair came to the point. A tremendous army, 75,000 men, perhaps 100,000 men, would soon be called into the field, a Union army for the purpose of preserving the Union. Surely the colonel was aware that the nation stood on the brink of a civil war. The colonel nodded, listened quietly as Blair continued. President Lincoln had authorized Blair to ask the colonel, "We accept command of this Union army." The old man then outlined the advantages of which the colonel was well aware, an immediate promotion to the rank of major general, the full support of his government, the opportunity to apply 36 years of military experience to a monumental military task. Of course, he could freely choose the men he wished to serve with him in the field. And Francis Blair smiled. Could he report now to the president that the colonel had accepted? Nobody knows how long the colonel hesitated before he answered, if indeed he hesitated at all. But his answer is remembered. He said no. He said no. In essence, he said he hated the idea of the southern states wanting to pull away from the Union. But on the other hand, he said he hated the whole idea of war. So the colonel said no. Francis Blair persisted, but the answer was still no. In fact, before the colonel left Washington, he visited General Scott to confide his decision, and Scott was astounded. Scott said, "You've made the greatest mistake of your life." Perhaps, perhaps not. But history records the colonel passed up his big promotion. Colonel Bob. You see, Abe Lincoln's first choice to command the Union Army, was then Colonel Robert E. Lee. And now you know the rest of the story.